The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for over 30 years.
Hello, Earthlings. This is your captain speaking. It's Captain Picard of the starship K-Rock.
Jean-Luc.
Yeah, Jean-Luc. He was a good actor, Jean-Luc. Jean-Luc Picard. He was Patrick Stewart, I think was
it was.
Yeah.
Not Patrick Swayze.
Nah. This Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast. This is the Star Trek edition of the podcast. So.
See, I was worried when you said this is your captain speaking, you were going to go into something about Captain Gronewegen.
No, that wasn't.
And I did see that in one of the women's soccer teams at the Olympics, there is a Gronewegen playing for that country.
They weren't allowed on the flight. They had to walk there, apparently.
and I was very disappointed to see they didn't have the captain's armband on.
Well, I got on a flight more recently, and the captain came on.
Have you flown? When did you fly? Is that when you got to Queensland and had to be turned around?
Went over to Adelaide and a few places.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But I was on the flight and the captain came on mid-flight. And do you know what he said?
This is your captain speaking.
He said, this is your captain speaking. And then he goes, you know what the words that sent that the whole cabin went off its head. Do you know what he said? What? He goes, I'm working from home today. And everybody went, what? And then he goes, no, I'm only joking. Which is no good, was it? Like it was just a disaster area that he's working from home. Who's flying the missile, I said. Anyway, I don't know how it took off, but anyway, no, wouldn't happen, King.
Good start to the show, though.
Yeah, do you know what did happen on the weekend? The Cats just did it was a clinical performance against the Tigers, wasn't it?
Yep.
It was just... they just did enough. It was an explosive burst in that second term, though. It just had you sort of rushed back onto your chair.
That's why the Cats are putting themselves in a very good position to win this thing, Benny.
I think they are too.
What did Pete Ryan say? The Cats should win the flag when we had him on pre-game from The Age. I don't think they should.
Pete Ryan, yeah.
I don't think
you should do anything, but they're putting themselves in the mix, and I think maybe, a couple of sides that we considered absolute contenders. They're still contenders, but maybe just heading the other direction.
Melbourne.
Melbourne is one. And Brisbane, I don't know. I don't know what to make of Brisbane. I'm not sure without Hipwood whether Danaher can completely shoulder the load. I still think they're dangerous because they've got good players.
They're probably going to come out of the bottom half of the eight, though, Benny.
Well, it depends what happens.
But they
can kick some goals in other from other avenues other than tall forwards. Zorko can kick goals.
McCarthy
can kick goals.
How good was that? Link got a new 3-year deal.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, good fella, Link. So we're happy about that. It's bizarre, isn't it? He couldn't actually get off the massage table and walk out onto the GMHBA stadium without getting injured. He goes up there and he's missed about 3 seconds.
Yeah.
It's been extraordinary. But hats off to him. It's good for him. And, as we were at the time, Geelong did offer him a deal to stay.
Yep.
And it was only 1 year. Brisbane put themselves out there with a three-year deal and they've been rewarded.
And he's going to get another three.
Yeah, and you could understand Geelong not offering the three-year deal.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
I sort of get it. I mean, it would have been love to still have him here because he was very popular amongst his teammates too, Link McCarthy.
Yep.
He was able to sort of mix with the older guys and the younger guys and they all really liked him. So I'm sure his former teammates would be wrapped. He's signed a three-year deal.
I actually flicked it out on Twitter last week and said, oh, how good, Link McCarthy, it'll get him near 150 games. And among the likers were the captain of the Cats, which gives you a bit of an idea of the respect that he's held in at Geelong. It just didn't work out for him, unfortunately.
It was a big ask, though.
He did get given a jumper that had a lot riding on it.
Yeah, he did. Who did he put? Nobody have?
Six.
Brad Alton.
Yeah, he took it off Otto.
Well, now Jordan Clark's got it.
Yep.
He's taken a little bit south.
Yeah. Just battling him at the moment, Jordan.
Yeah.
He was among the emergencies last week.
Is he on the chopping block?
I wouldn't say on the chopping block. He's not on the chopping block because he's contracted for next year.
Do you reckon they'll look to trade him?
Does he want to be there is the other question too.
So do you reckon Geelong could fashion a deal where they could get, who do you reckon they might be able to get?
Adam Chera.
Well, they'd have to give up a fair bit for him.
Narkle and Clark for Chera?
No.
Wouldn't work.
No.
I wouldn't be taking that. Not as Fremantle.
No. Narkle's an interesting one. His manager, Ralph Carr, just took a photo, just on Twitter, just a photo of Quinton Narkle in a Geelong jumper in the last 24 hours. I don't know what that actually meant, if there was any, I don't know. He's out of contract.
The Cats are about to open up, Kingy.
Well, they've got North Melbourne Saturday. That's not, they'll win, but that's not go down there and just, you know, show up and take four. Do you reckon it is?
Yeah.
What do they beat the Kangas by?
North Melbourne had Mad Monday after Larky kicked seven.
It's a good performance by the Roos.
Carlton were putrid.
They were.
I actually watched that game in lockdown while I was imbibing on my gluten-free beer. Have you had gluten-free beer?
No, I haven't been.
I can't recommend it. I can't recommend anything that's gluten-free, to be honest with you. It's completely tasteless.
Yeah.
Gluten is obviously where some sort of wheat extract.
Yep.
And it, for whatever reason, it just brings your sort of food alive when you don't have it. It's hard yards, King.
Dull and boring.
Well, the beer's crap.
Is it?
Anyway, so after I had about 14 of them, I watched the footy. Yeah, right. We're back on track.
Yeah, we're back on track.
Stuff got cut out there, I reckon. Kingy cut out some stuff that I just said that really... We need the Cat Attack podcast listeners to let us know what is acceptable and what's not acceptable. So if you... Yeah, anyway.
You did have me in tears, I'll give you that.
That was very...
Almost as funny as the working from home joke.
The pilot.
Anyway, we're supposed to be people... We have, you know, several hundred listeners a week that actually want to hear us talk about the Cats.
The Cats, yeah.
All right. Grind Myers has suffered a re-fracture. Yeah.
And do you know what, King? I was very, very good. My lips were sealed. I actually knew that. What day is it, on Wednesday? I actually knew that on Monday.
Did you?
Yeah, but I was sworn to secrecy that he'd broken his leg again.
Right.
And he was going to be missing... It's probably, I'd have to say, unless there's injuries to other players, which hopefully there's not, but there could be, I'd say his season's over.
Wow.
5 weeks out, minimum. He'd have to come back in a final. He's not... I mean, last time he came back, he had to have 2 weeks in the twos before he got a crack back in the seniors. What's going to happen with the twos? Are they going to be playing?
They're off this week, and then they've got three in a row before finals.
So they'll play finals. So they'll still be going?
Yes.
Well, that's his only hope, I think, because he'd need at minimum one game. I don't know that they'd pull a trigger on someone like Ryan Myers first up in a final. Mm. They certainly will with Mitch Duncan, if he's right. But I reckon, barring something, particularly if Geelong were to finish top four, which you think they would, win the first final and then not have that week off, and then only straight into the prelim, he's going
to
be pushing.
But he might then be able to get a couple of...
In the twos.
Twos.
At least he can press. I'd say right now, if you were just sort of going on percentage-wise, he's very slim odds to get back into the scene.
That's unbelievable for a bloke who...
He's very disappointed, apparently. Very disappointed.
Played 53 consecutive games from debut and now finds himself...
It was a really innocuous... knock really late in the game, and he came off and was limping after the game.
Yep,
and unfortunately, but he's taken it pretty hard, unfortunately, because this is a year where the Cats, as we said before, they're jostling themselves into the right position at the pointy end.
The skipper, it's a corky. You wouldn't risk him. You wouldn't put
Did
him
Tom
on.
Brown go with it? It was a quad and he was out for 4 weeks. That night.
Was that on the screen that we saw?
That night. He said it was a quad and he's out for 4 weeks.
It's not. No, it's a corky.
They're not going to risk him, are they?
No, I wouldn't have thought. We'll find out tomorrow. Well, this is being recorded Wednesday, but we'll find out Thursday.
Chris Scott's on Sunday that if he's right, he'll play. They won't leave him out if he's right.
Yeah.
But if he's not right, don't play him.
Yep. What do we make of Sav?
Well, he kicked 4 big sausage rolls, didn't he?
From 6 disposals.
Yeah, but have we got any... We might have some questions, but
we do.
I talked him up last week. Look, he's good. He was really good. I was thinking about it. Neildy asked a question about, and it's always at Geelong, about their sort of the mix of their team, particularly in the forward line. I was thinking about it during the week, Kingy, in one of my sort of moments when I was having a reflective moment.
You do spend a lot of time on the road, so you probably do have a lot of time to reflect.
I had a great road trip yesterday. From Warrnambool.
Penshurst?
No, we didn't go to Penshurst. It was too wet, track heavy there. They gave us the chop. But I came back and I listened to Nick Barker.
On the Reptiles?
Yes. Going to Pieces, the album Going to Pieces.
Mm.
And they're playing at this Corner Hotel on Sunday, October 30.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the tickets are ready. Dog has got us tickets.
So that's Sunday of Melbourne Cup weekend?
Yes, Saturday, I think, Saturday night. Sorry, Saturday, October 30.
set up to. Yeah.
Anyway, I had the, you know, just the road trip, the music up really loud. Mm. It was just fantastic. But anyway, on one of my more reflective moments.
Yes.
I was thinking that Geelong's forward line with Radaglia in it, you know, you got to have the right mix. Same as your midfield, your back line, you got to have the right mix of players. No point in having, you know, you can't have all talls, you can't have all smalls or whatever it is. So Geelong have got Hawkins, tall, plays tall, big boy, plays big, can go around in the ruck when the ball's forward.
Yep.
Great. Radaglia is your big bloke who can jump over three blokes to mark it, not going to get a whole heap of the ball, but the opposition need to be accountable for him. And if he plays like he did on Sunday, where he's competitive, may not get a possession for it, but brings it to ground.
Yep, which he did a couple of times.
Three fly against him because he's such a big boy that if the ball goes in his direction and the opposition think he's half a chance of marking it, he will attract other players, which is what happened on Sunday.
Yep.
So they've got Hawkins and Radaglia as your talls. I don't count Jeremy Cameron as a tall forward.
No.
Jeremy Cameron is a big half forward flanker.
He's a mobile.
He's a half forward flanker. He doesn't mark the ball over his head. He can, and that's why he's a hard matchup, because if you put someone smaller on him, he will.
Yep.
But he's not a bloke you're going to kick it too long and he's going to take three pack marks. That's not his go. He is a big half forward flanker. Gary Rowan is a really dynamic half forward flanker.
Yep.
So, and then you've got your smalls. Well, I had Myers in there. Obviously, he's going to be out. So that is an out for the Cats. So Close and then
Dalhouse
as your smalls.
Yep.
Rowan has to be smart about how he plays, in that he has to recognise that certain situations he might have to play small. Well,
or which
play,
he can.
Yeah, because he's lightning at ground level. Yep. But
he's so, better off not flying, because when the ball hits the deck, he's either able to pounce on it or he's able to lay a tackle.
But that's up to him. He's got to have footy smarts and to know when he's got to play what role.
Yep.
And you'd like to think that he's got it in his head that he may be err on the side of playing the small role than the flying role, given that they have got Radaglia, Hawkins and Cameron to a lesser degree. So I reckon the forward line, that forward line mix, is really, really good, because Cameron, a lot of fans think of him as a key forward.
Yep.
Because he's 196 centimetres. He actually doesn't play like that.
No. We're happy with Stanley as the ruck going forward.
Yeah, I think that's got to stay. Yep. I think they're locked in with that now. It means Blitzarfs can play in defence. He's been doing that a lot more in recent weeks. You've just got to have your fingers crossed that Stanley gives you something.
So he's got Goldstein, Mumford and Gorn, and then Marshall and Ryder.
Yeah, big tests.
Yep.
And you'd like to think, I mean, this week, you know, if he was to be soundly beaten, Geelong probably still find a way to win, which is, you know, but he's got to find a way to be really competitive. His matchup, forget the game score, it's him in isolation against Goldstein and how he can perform, because that's how he wants to be come finals, when somebody like a Gorn, if they do get hold of him, it has the potential to actually influence the scoreboard and the result of the game. Whereas this week, potentially not, but he's just got to set himself, play and be in really good form and as confident as he can be going into finals. Because if he's got some confidence up, he's got something to offer. He's just got to get that absolute stinker out of his game where he plays horribly and the opposition ruckman, for whatever reason, dominates.
He had the better of Goldstein earlier in the year. He had a career-high 24 disposals that day.
And I reckon if you did a little sort of a sample size of his last sort of 2 years, maybe 2.5 years, against the better opposition, he goes okay.
Yep.
It's sometimes when he rocks up against sort of players you consider a bit no-name-ish, like sort of Tom Hickey and Scott Lysette, he just seems to drift off mentally. Whereas when it's a big opponent, he actually sets himself and does okay.
Yep. The setup now for the Cats will be that they'll go to North or go to Tassie, play North, and then come back for three consecutive home games. They're second on the ladder right now. Anything, 1, 2, or 3 is not really going to matter, because you think the Dogs are going to finish on top, and Melbourne and Geelong are probably going to finish second and third. The only thing that might change potentially is if Melbourne were to drop off, Port might climb up to third. The Cats wouldn't be upset.
I'd love that. That's what I'm hoping for.
But they haven't closed the door on these Perth hubs for the finals, that potentially we won't see any finals over here.
Oh, surely not. Corona, we're on top of that, aren't we now?
Well, we're out of lockdown.
But we're on top, no cases.
Well, we've still got cases.
But yeah, but they're all in quarantine.
There was one mystery case today.
A mystery case. Is it like a mystery bet? I've heard a few of them. Remember the old mystery bet, the $3 box trifecta and the
Adapto Dogs.
And the $1 Quinella mystery bet.
Yep. Any luck with those, Benny?
Not really. I was never. We used to call them misery bets because they'd never win. But no, I never had a lot of luck with. I did have one day. I used back in the day, Kingy, a long time ago. I used to work at the Grovedale Hotel.
Yep.
In the TAB, and I used to work Thursday nights on the dish liquor shift.
Which so, Dapto dogs on a Thursday?
Oh, there's all sorts of dogs on. The rats on stilts were just going constantly. Mm. So that was back in the day too. This is where they stopped. So what people used to do was some of those sort of degenerate punters would, you could put your card. This is when they brought in the green light at the dogs. Because previously there was no green light.
Yep.
So what people would do was be standing at the counter and they would watch they'd have their bet filled out. They'd watch the race jump, and then they'd stick. And if the dog jumped quickly, first three strides, they put their card in, and quite often it would accept the bet.
Wow!
So they changed it to bring in the green light, so there was a gap in time between when the race started. So that's why they brought in the green light. So I was working out at the Grovey when that happened. Anyway, mate walked in one day. He'd been on the fizz somewhere. I don't know where he'd been. Thursday night, he had a little $3 mystery at Warrnambool Greys or somewhere. Three gorillas he got.
Oh, wow.
In order.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was tremendous.
Do you want to answer some questions?
Yeah, I'll have to ask some questions.
You can ask some questions as well.
I don't want you to take anything out of this podcast. That's what I want.
There will be stuff taken out, Benny.
No.
I can guarantee you there will be stuff on the catering room floor.
On the catering room floor?
The cutting room floor.
Oh, right.
My English is not... Me fail English? That's impossible.
No.
Said Ralph Wickham.
That's Nichu, surely.
LP17. Hi, guys. With Mitch Duncan likely to be fit by September at the earliest, do you think the match committee should consider playing him as the sub, at least in the first final, for instance? Clearly in our best 22 when fit, but surely will be way out of condition and a huge ask to perform in a hot final.
No. I think he's got enough... I get where the sentiment's coming from, but he's too good a player to do that. And you're playing him as the sub. He potentially doesn't get on the field, he's got enough runs on the board, Mitch Duncan, to back him in that he can perform. He's not going to perform at his absolute best, but every game you get into him, if he was even to play that one game in the final, it suits him up for the next game. So I just think he's got the credits in the bank to come straight in if he's right. Have you heard anything, Kingy? Is he...
Won't be to finals.
100%.
Yeah.
But is he tracking anything that's...
No. There's not much coming out of the club. They're not giving...
They're giving you donuts.
They're not giving daily briefings, put it that way. They're not Dan Andrews getting up and saying this is the Mitch Duncan situation.
They're not wearing their North Face tops.
No. Chris Scott spoke about him last week and said finals was the best case scenario for...
Yeah, okay.
For,
well, I think you just back him in. He's there to go.
He was in a fairly serious brace for a while.
Well, that's probably trying to keep everything sort of stiff and rigid.
You're correct.
I've been in one of those braces once.
Daz Broncos, did we see the emergence of the mighty Sav the last 2 weeks, much like Kiwi in the 83 Melbourne Cup as he turned the corner and now has the confidence to run them all down from behind? His stats were low in totals, but who gives a frying Fruit Loop about that? He competed every time, kicked for himself, and directly created contests that the Crummers picked up for another two goals. Perhaps best of all, now defenders have to pay attention to him and just can't zone off him to double Hawkins or Rowan. Watershed moment for mine, would you agree?
Yeah, and I've been saying that I think he's... I actually might have said that, at some point he'll tear a game apart. And he didn't quite tear it apart, but he was pivotal. I like him. I think he's got athletic skills that most players don't. Yep. And he's just a bit behind in his footy development. You've got to give him that time.
Yep. Although, I still reckon the ruck's his best...
He just hasn't in the tank. Yep. We spoke to him after the game in K-Rock footy.
Yep.
And even then, 6 years into the system?
Yep.
He's still talking about getting his tank. Yep. I don't think his tank is ever going to be ruck ready.
Mm.
That's just a reality of probably his genetics. He's a burst sort of player.
Yep.
I mean, if you threw Lance Franklin into the ruck, I think he's probably got a reasonable tank. But I'm trying to think of a player who... is a burst type player. That's how they are. I mean, different type of player. I know, but Jake Stringer. Essendon fan, he's got to play in the midfield. We can't. He goes about 3 minutes and he's cooked.
Yep.
He's a burst, and he's probably not the fittest bloke of all time, to be honest with you. But Radigalia is a burst player who I don't think he's ever going to have the capacity to play full-time in the ruck.
King and Cass, this is from Mr. Catman01. Looking at 70's superb effort on Sunday, he appears to be the player that can support Stanley and also release blitz halves to float behind the ball. With the way Jezza plays, do you think having Sav in the team with him is our best setup?
Yes. 100%. Yep. You just spoke about that before. I think we're at least now, and I'm not just basing it on that one game. I've thought that now there seem to be The last sort of 4 or 5 weeks, they've had some continuity, albeit with Cameron injured, not ideal. But Stanley in the ruck, as he mentioned there, Blitzarv's playing defensively or, you know, behind the footy. Radigalea Hawkins is your key forwards, and that's, I reckon that that's now they've got to roll with that into the finals.
We all love the work of Tommy, this is from Rosso, by the way, we all love the work of Tommy Stewart down back, but wanted to get your thoughts on his partner in crime, Jack Henry. Added another scalp on the weekend and looks to be brimming with confidence.
Oh, great. He's great. He's attacking the footy. He can play on slightly bigger opponents. He's having a fantastic year, Jack Henry. And
another player out of the Geelong system who did what, Benny?
Who did what? Yeah. Went for St Mary's.
No. But served an apprenticeship.
At St Joey's.
No. Oh, yeah. But, like, he had a year in the VFL.
Yeah. Well, 1 year's not much, but, yeah, he did.
But
he's a slow burn. He's
But you look at Myers, year in the VFL. Henry, year in the VFL. Atkins and Stewart as VFL-listed players but came in basically straight away, and except for Tommy being dropped late last year.
Paul Chapman's been a year and a half in the VFL.
Yeah. You look at that 2002 VFL Premiership team.
Stevie J.
Jimmy Bartel. Gary Ablett.
Yep.
James Kelly. Yep. David Johnson.
Josh Hunt.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with doing your apprenticeship, but we're not in an apprenticeship world, Kingy. We're in a here and now. Everything's on demand. You got to do it now, or else people are no good. And it goes both ways too, because players get frustrated that they're not in the team and feel they should be, so they want to go somewhere else. I get a couple of years in the VFL is really good grounding.
Yep.
Players like sort of Constable and Narkle are now being. What, they're four-year players?
Constable's definitely a fourth, and Narkle might even be a fifth. I reckon he might have been Radigalea's draft.
So I get once you get to that point, I think it's all's fair and love in war in terms of maybe looking on if you're not getting a regular crack. But the first, I cringe every time I hear a player who's, you know, maybe a first-year player, and you hear rumours, oh, he wants out because, he's clearly in the twos. I find that pretty sort of distasteful. But that's the footy environment we're in. And part of that, and I've said this before, big part of that is player managers.
Yep. Howler 41, happy to put my hand up, was critical of the big Saveloy, but boy, oh boy, did he provide arguably the best six-possession game ever, making a contest lead to at least two other goals. Amazing what confidence can do. Having said that, I'm not sure there's a spot when Cameron comes in, as we are clearly a better side when Blitz takes the biggest forward, which leaves a Stanley knife to ruck. Thought his job on Nank the Tank was superb. Didn't get the plaudits it deserved.
Yeah, good. Yeah, he's good. I just got to keep playing well. He's just be competitive. He doesn't need to be the match winner. He doesn't need to be Max Gawn. He just needs to be sort of, more Chopper Hanley.
Feel we now have to find a spot for Quinton Narkle. He was good in that quarter and a half he played.
Well, he led the club in clearances on that day. He had 8 clearances. He only played a quarter and a bit. Yeah. Next best was 7 at Dangerfield and Guthrie, who played the whole game. I agree. Players are going to miss out. I just got a funny feeling, rightly or wrongly, and I'm not putting my hand up for either player, but I think that they will go with Higgins over Narkle.
And Sean will come back for his 250th this week.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that that's the right way to go, but I'm just saying that's how they will go.
They also mentioned, let me just go back to the page that had the Big Footy podcast questions on it. With Selwood injury and now Grind missing a few, he should get full games in now if he goes back to the sub role and Cameron Duncan come in. Other than missing from directly in front, the Big Tomahawk's goal kicking was superb.
Oh, yeah. What about that power fade? Yep. Back into the breeze. The only thing that was better than that, King, is I heard a little gag on the other day.
Did you?
Yeah. All right. You going to cut this out?
Depends on the...
On the rating of it.
Well, yeah, I will judge that. Just on Tom Hawkins, so he's kicked 45 for the season, and he's only 6 behind or 7 behind Mackay. Anyway, you joke, Benny, to take us out.
So what happened was, old Beatrice, she was 88, right? And Harold, her husband, he died.
Is that why we haven't heard Harold on K-Rock?
Pretty much.
Would have to be, wouldn't it?
So I was hearing from somebody who's close to the family, right, that the son went over to console Beatrice because she was obviously, in a state because Harold was gone.
Yep.
And he went suddenly, Harold. He didn't go. He went just all of a sudden. He's just gone. Anyway, so he said to...
Was it a heart attack?
Said to his mother. Yeah, it was. Yep. Yeah, heart attack got him. So he said to the mother, he said, oh, what happened? And she said, well, we were having sex. And he's thinking, goodness me, Harold's like 91 and Beatrice is 88. And she said to him, look, she said, we worked out over time. Why are you laughing?
I know the joke.
Do you?
Yeah.
So she said, we worked out that...
The chiming of the bells?
Yeah, so the bells on Sunday morning from the church down the street, when they chimed, they just kept Harold in a sort of a rhythm that would keep him alive. They didn't sort of... And she goes, but things went horribly wrong when the ice cream truck went past.
Kerr's Hire, Geelong's official Wacker Neuson dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. KerrsHire.com.au.